It's time now for the Kill the Can podcast.
Quick correction before we get started here. As I was recording this episode, I thought it was January 4th. It's actually January 2nd. Happy New Year, quitters.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the first Kill the Can podcast of 2024. Happy New Year. I hope your celebrations, whatever you did to ring in the new year, went well and it was enjoyable. Hopefully you were with family and friends and able to kind of say goodbye to 2023 and say hello to 2024 successfully. As I record this podcast, I am driving to the office for the first time since I believe December 14th was my last day of the year. So my break is over and it's time to get back to reality. I'm sure you have in your life around you, you've got either people that are making New Year's resolutions or you yourself have made a New Year's resolution. I'm here to tell you, I hope that whatever you are looking to fix in your life or change in your life or make better or remove or include, I hope that you are successful at that. Me personally, I don't do New Year's resolutions. The reason I don't is because too many times I found myself failing at those resolutions far too early in the year, and I don't want that to be the case. So I don't do New Year's resolutions. So if I'm going to make any changes or resolve to do anything, for me personally, I either do it kind of before the new year starts or after the new year starts. I'm kind of superstitious with that kind of thing. So I do have a couple of changes that I'm going to make in my life. I think I've talked about it here on the podcast. I need to lose weight big time. And in fact, I've had several comments in recent weeks and months on social media, whether it be on our TikTok feed or specifically on YouTube. I get a lot. People call me fat. Well, whatever. I don't really care. But the reality is they're not wrong. And I need to lose a shit ton of weight. So I'm really going to, I've got some steps in place and some processes in place that I'm, Siri's yelling at me here on my watch. But I've got some processes and things in place that I'm going to, do to kind of finally tackle that. I know I've talked about in the past, it's a major topic of conversation, gaining weight when you quit dipping. And I have joked over the years that I've been working on my quit weight for, 17 years now. And 2024 is finally going to be the time that I need to finally address it once and for all. That might sound like a resolution, but I'm making it here on, the 4th of January, not on New Year's Eve and not on New Year's Day. And it might be a matter of semantics, but for me, that kind of makes all the difference in the world. For those of you that are listening to the Kill the Can podcast for the first time, perhaps you made yourself a New Year's resolution to quit dipping, to quit nicotine, to quit Zyn, vaping, what have you. I'd like to welcome you. I'd like to welcome you to the Kill the Can community. This organization was founded with the express purpose to help people quit dipping and to take back their lives from their nicotine addiction. In the past 17 or 18 years since this organization was founded, our mission really has not changed at all. In fact, it has only been, expanded. And the reason it's been expanded is there are things on the market today that addict people to nicotine that simply did not exist when we created the organization back in November of 2006. And that is specifically vaping products and nicotine pouch products such as Zyn and On and Rogue and those kind of things. Back in the day, the smokeless tobacco landscape was pretty small in comparison to what it looks like in now 2024. You really had chewing tobacco, which is your Redmans and Levi Garrett and those kind of things. And you had smokeless tobacco, which was, you know, or dip, which was Copenhagen and Skoal and Kodiak and those kind of things. And today there's just so many more products out there. I've never been one of these kind of anti-tobacco zealots that say everybody needs to quit. You have to quit. It's the worst thing ever. Blah blah blah. That's not me. And really, that's not the Kill the Can organization either. But we want to be there for people when they make the decision that it's time to quit. And for those people, once you've made that decision, we offer support, we offer, and most of all, we offer accountability to yourself and accountability to your brothers and sisters that are going through this same mission that you are, to regain their freedom from their addiction to nicotine. I got a comment on one of my TikTok videos the other day, and the guy said, "You take this stuff too seriously." And he was specifically responding to, if I remember correctly, somebody had posted that they had finally broken free, and they were 2 years free, I believe, after 20 or 30 years of addiction. And my response was, "That is absolutely amazing. Congratulations. I'm honored to be quit with you." And this troll said, "You take this stuff too seriously." And my response to that was, "Yeah, absolutely. I take it seriously. I have personally fought way too hard for too long to regain my freedom. And I take that very, very seriously. And when somebody else does the same thing, well, damn it, I'm going to recognize it. And yeah, I take it really, really seriously." And I would hope that you do the same, right? I mean, if you're going to undertake something like quitting dip, it is not easy. It's not easy to do. You most likely will go through withdrawal. You're going to have to relearn how to do a bunch of things in your life that you've, if you're like me, for decades, you were never able to do without a dip. Whether it's, for me, I had never driven a car in my entire life without a dip. You know, I started dipping before I was 16, got my license. I had to relearn how to drive a car without a dip in. Cutting the grass, playing baseball, playing golf, doing spring cleanup, fall cleanup, all of these things you're going to need to relearn how to do without your addiction in tow. The good news is it absolutely can be done, and it absolutely 100% is worth it. So I'm here to tell you, even if you are a New Year's resolution quitter, say you spit out your last dip at midnight on the 31st, or you had your last dip on New Year's Day. So if you're coming here today and you're listening to this, I'm recording this on January 4th. That means you're either on day 3 or 4 and you are hating life right now. You're hating life right now because it takes nicotine 72 hours to work its way out of your system once you take that last dip or that last Zyn or that last hit of the vape or what have you. And those first 3 days of your quit are absolutely brutal. Almost universally, everybody that quits absolutely hates life for those first few days. And so I'm here to tell you, you're not alone. I'm also here to tell you that it does get better. So keep fighting through that. Your next kind of call it 10 days or so, you're going to be grumpy. You're going to want to go back to the can. You're going to want to, I won't say give up, because you've made the decision, so you don't want to give up, but you're starting to question whether or not this was the right decision. You're starting to question, well, what if I feel like shit, why not just go back to dipping? You might even have a spouse or a significant other or a friend that tells you, you know what, you're an asshole right now, you should go back to dip. I'm here to tell you, don't do that. You've gone through those 3 days of hell. At this point, you are nicotine free. There is no reason ever to reintroduce nicotine back into your system. If you do, and then you quit again, you're going to have to go through those withdrawals all over again. So please don't do that. The last 6 or 8 months or so on our social media, I cannot tell you how many times I have heard just how safe nicotine is. Well, there's nothing, Chewy, there's nothing wrong with nicotine itself. It's the delivery method. There's medicinal benefits. It's really good for this and good for that, and it helps this and it helps that. And I think I have always responded this way, but I want to say it again. I don't necessarily even disagree with some of those statements. Yes, nicotine will probably help some things like ADHD. It has been shown to help Alzheimer's and those kind of things. Here's the problem. Nicotine addicts like myself simply cannot enjoy those benefits if those benefits do exist. The reason a nicotine addict, and again, I won't even talk for all, I'll speak for myself. The reason I can't enjoy those benefits, again, if they exist, is because I'm an addict. And for an addict, one is never enough. Let's just say for argument's sake that I went and I found some way to take pure nicotine, right? That didn't have the crap, the tobacco and the chemicals and cigarettes or cigars or smokeless tobacco or what have you. Let's just say for argument's sake that that existed. And what I will preface this by saying is a lot of people in my comments feel that products like Zyn and On are the answer. They'll say, oh, well, these products are safe. They don't have tobacco in them. And I'm just not convinced that that's the case. Those products have not been around long enough for there to be any sort of long-term studies done on those products in terms of their long-term true safety. And that's why I'm a little bit leery about it. Okay, that being said, for a nicotine addict like myself, if I were to go and have a product like Zyn today, okay, I can guarantee you that next would be another pouch and another pouch, and then before you knew it, I would get Kodiak or I would get Copenhagen, and I would be right back to the full-blown addict that I was 17 years ago. And that, my friends, is why and in my opinion, nicotine addicts cannot, quote unquote, enjoy the benefits of nicotine. So I will continue to answer that question in the same way. And I'm sure I'll continue to get that same comment. Well, Chewy, nicotine itself is safe. What, you know, yeah, okay. So that's my answer to that. Now, I've got this in my mind. I've got this thought kind of rattling around that I think the reason I continue to get that comment is because the nicotine lobby, big tobacco, if I'm being honest, I think they've done a really good job marketing these products as a safe alternative. And I think that's why I continue to get these products these comments, because people continue to buy in to that narrative that they are safe. I'm not going to say anything more, but that's kind of this theory that's floating around, rattling around in my head. I think that's why I continue to hear that comment. So back to your quit today. Especially I want to talk to the brand new quitters. You're on day 3, 4, 5. You've just made your decision. I mentioned that we offer accountability and support. Well, how do we do that? Well, we've got several platforms and several avenues that we can do that. The main one these days is our Discord server. It's www.killthecan.org/discord. If you're not familiar with Discord, think about a rolling chat room, or it's kind of a mix between a forum, an old school forum, and a live chat room. That is where the majority of our quit conversation and our support and accountability takes place. We do something called posting role. Posting role is you are giving your promise that you will quit today. That's it. We quit one day at a time. We don't worry about forever. We don't worry about quitting this month. We quit today. And when you post roll, you're saying, I'm quit today, and you're giving your promise to yourself and to everybody else on Kill the Can that you will not use nicotine today. That's it. It's a singular promise, one day at a time. And then when we get tomorrow, we make the same promise again. And I know that might sound a little bit silly, but I'm here to tell you that mindset, that one day at a time mindset, will make you be successful. I promise you that. And I can promise you that from personal experience. I've been quitting one day at a time every single day since July 24th, 2006. I can promise you it works. What I can't promise you is that it's going to be easy, because it won't be, but it is literally that simple. Quit today, make your promise, and repeat tomorrow. And if you do that, you will get and stay quit. Now, the Kill the Can community and everybody around you, you will get more support and more questions answered and more accountability than you know what to do that, know what to do with. You're not alone. You're not alone because everybody in that community is going through just what you are going through, because we are quitting one day at a time. So I sincerely hope that you've made that decision to quit. I hope that if you are joining the Kill the Can podcast for the first time, I hope you've gotten a little bit of benefit out of this. If you haven't yet, I hope you make your way to the Discord server. But if Discord isn't your thing, we've got all sorts of social media. We've got Facebook, we've got Twitter, we've got TikTok, we've got YouTube, we've got Rumble. We've got this podcast. You can go to the main website. You can leave comments and have conversations there. We've got a blog where you can post roll on a daily basis. There is no excuse if you're looking for support, if you're looking for questions, get your questions answered. There's no excuse. We are here to help. Everything is free. It's always free. And I just want to wish you a happy, healthy 2024, a happy new year. And if you're like me, it's going to be a nicotine-free new year. I hope to hear from you soon. Leave me a comment. If you got any questions you need answered, let me know. We're here to help you. Happy new year, quitters. We'll talk to you soon.
Join us again next time for another edition of the Kill the Can podcast.